Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate and spotlight men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and in their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, Dave Blanchard. Dave is the CEO of the Og Mandino Companies and best-selling author of Today I Begin a New Life, Intentional Creation, The Observer's Chair, The Miracle of Healing Self-Esteem, and Equanimity, Conquering Mount Entrepreneur. I love that title. That's awesome. Dave created the Habit Finder Profile, a proprietary application that uses science and mathematics, measuring with laser accuracy a person's habits of thinking. Over 100,000 individuals have completed the Habit Finder Profile, and Dave has personally debriefed over 6,500 profiles and coached over 4,000 clients. It's fair to say that Dave knows more about how people think and the impact it's having on their lives than almost anyone on the planet. And what a pleasure it is to have you here today, Dave, to serve our men on purpose in the making all over the world. Thank you for being here.
Emerald, it's a privilege. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to dive right in. First of all, I'm going to ask a funny question. What's the Og Mandino Companies and where did that name come from?
Og Mandino wrote a book in 1968, 50 years ago. This is the anniversary, entitled The Greatest Salesman in the World. And the truth is, we are always selling. So it's not about being a salesman of or a salesperson. It's about being the very best person you can be. 50th anniversary. And just a side note, we're getting ready to make the movie on the book, which is also very exciting. So that's really Og. Og's written 16 books, The Greatest Salesman in the World, The Greatest Miracle in the World, The Greatest Secret in the World, 12th Angel, The Choice. These books will probably, oh, that's Og Mandino. That's generally what we get. Oh, I've read that book. My father gave that to me when I was 16.
Terrific. Well, thank you for being the CEO of the Og Mandino Groups, but you've written your own book. So I want to talk about that. I want to start with that because I think men on purpose are very creative. And so I want to hear about the process that happened for you that inspired you. You know, were you called? Were you, know, did you have a divine intervention that inspired you to write these books? And can you tell us which one is maybe your favorite book or something that you really like out of one of each of them?
We talked about those warm fuzzies. I just got one. So 1989, I'm in the real estate business in Southern California, building 100-unit apartment complexes, and the world falls apart. Within a year, millions of dollars have flown through our fingers like water, and I owe $1 million. I'm the corporate guarantor. We moved from San Diego to Utah because I'd been producing films just as an avocation on teenage drinking and driving, sexual abuse, physical abuse are all over the world. Every military base has them, et cetera. I'm going to do this as a career, right? And 2 years in, that falls apart. And I have what everyone will want to have. Don't look forward to it, but you'll be grateful for it after the fact. A dark night, a really dark night. And that dark night, I'm looking at $1 million of debt and $1 million life insurance policy that's about to lapse. I don't need to tell you the rest of that story. I'll just tell you that when the sun came up the next morning, I remember just spontaneously saying, I long to cry to the God of my youth, but the God of my youth will not hear my cry. Must I change my God or change my cry?
Powerful. Okay? Super powerful there, Dave.
And I got on my knees and I said, I don't care who you are. I just want the real one. I want the real one. Well, the last thing that occurred that morning was this. I made a promise. Show me how to dig out of a dark night, and I'll dedicate the rest of my life to helping other people do likewise. In Emerald, the next 7 years were a very thorough training. And it was at the end of that that Betty Mandino called me and said, Dave, because I'd written a feature film script for one of Og's other books. And she said, would you be willing to take Og Mandino's principles into the 21st century? The cancellation of The Lion King in New York. Is this a rhetorical question, Betty? No, really, she said, really, I want to call you first. And I said, I'll come home and let's do that.
Beautiful. Well, what I heard there, Dave, is a few things that are familiar in a lot of stories that I hear from men on purpose. One, I heard the dark night of the soul, right? And during that period of time, this is something that I feel is going to be really valuable to the men who are listening. Men really have been conditioned and socialized to believe that the money situation is, you know, kind of like a life or death situation. And literally, it became that for you. So I'd love to hear you talk about maybe in that moment, what allowed you to detach from that belief and shift your belief to choosing life, first of all, and second of all, looking for the true north.
Off the to the story of my agent. The first book, which is what started this conversation, Today I Begin a New Life, starts with the story. And she asked me about a paragraph in the book. She said, well, what happened the morning before that? So I want to talk about it. No, what happened the morning? I don't want to talk about it. She said, what happened the morning before that? And I finally told her, and she said, that's got to be in the book. And I said, why? Because if you're willing to go to that depth of vulnerability, you're going to give everybody else permission to take an honest look at their life. Hmm. Well, it was a dream that I had. In the dream, I'd lost everything. This is before it happened. I'd lost everything. And I got up and went in my closet and I get on my knees and I'm having this prayer and I feel this aching inside my heart. It was swelling until it was crushing me. And it was like God reached inside my heart and just pulled it out. He yanked out my proud heart. And I woke up and I was in such a panic. I woke up my sweetheart, Ramona, and she's rubbing my back. Are you okay? And I was trying to explain what just happened. Well, Emerald, 1 year later, I was standing in a ditch at the last apartment building we built. I just cut the pipe on a pipe that was backed up. And I'm standing ankle deep in human excrement. I mean, it was awful. And I'm talking out loud and crying and people are walking by and I didn't care. I built the building. I couldn't afford a $10 helper to help me do this. How did I get here? How could this happen to me? I went home after fixing the problem and I took a shower and I just couldn't wash the smell off. It was awful. Tried to go to sleep, got up, went into the closet, and had the experience in reality. God yanked out my proud heart. And when you lose your proud heart, you start to see what really matters most. I was my car. I was my Rolex. I was my house. I was, when I say car, Ferrari, Mercedes, the whole thing. I had them all. Mm-hmm. I was my 40-foot Bluebird custom motorhome. I was the ski lodge. I was. And all of a sudden, he ripped out my proud heart, and it was time to start building who I really was as a man, as a person. That's what began the journey.
Gorgeous.
That dark night of the soul, that was the culmination.
Gorgeous.
From that day forward, it's been building.
Beautiful. Well, it goes so fast, we're already at the break. But when we come back from the break, Dave, what I want to talk to you about is courage, because when your proud heart is ripped out of you, you actually have to find your true heart. And, you know, courage means heart. So I want to talk to you when we come back from the break about courage. Like, I feel like I'm about to cry already about the courage it took for you to get up off your knees and create a whole new life for yourself and become the man that you've become, which my guess is still has some fun material stuff, but it doesn't, it's not attached to it. So we're going to come right back in just a moment. And I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Bountiful, Utah, which is where Dave lives, because I just love the name of the town, Bountiful, Utah. So shout out to all the listeners who are in Bountiful. And we will be right back in just a moment with Dave Blanchard, the CEO of the Augmentino Group.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit TimeToMakeYourMark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's TimeToMakeYourMark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with one of the most moving men on purpose that I have had the pleasure of interviewing up until now on the show. And I'm so grateful that you came, Dave, to bless our audience with your presence and with your stories and with your realness and with your authenticity. And before we went on the break, you talked about God ripping out your proud heart. And, you know, what's left when God rips out your proud heart? And tell us a little bit about, you know, finding your true heart and the courage to just keep moving after that proud heart was ripped out of you.
Age 3 through 5, I was in the care and keeping of a pedophile. Missing some building blocks, things were my value. It's all I had. So when it was ripped out, I began a journey of learning how to build me. And I discovered along the way that it's not about me. That's the secret. I had a dream. I won't go through it right now. It's called the Chicago Dream. But it was a dream in which I was asked to take things out of this bag that I'm dragging around. We all drag it around, right? And I was asked, is anybody else suffering from a similar wound? I said, yes. Well, grave this on your heart. And if you'll do that, something very special will happen. This is what I was told. So all of you, if you want to find yourself, you're going to lose yourself in the service of others, using all of your experiences to be more empathetic in service. This is the greatest key to this building yourself, your own worth back. And that is, your character's been forged in the furnace of adversity. You know what pain feels like. You can't take it back, but you can use it as a rich resource to better understand what somebody else is going through. And if you use it for that purpose, there'll finally be purpose in the suffering, joy in the journey, and much needed healing in your soul. I discovered that taking my life experiences, which I had been avoiding, and using them to enhance empathy and to become a listener, to step into a person's world and listen, ask empathetic questions till they feel understood and their walls come down, then their cooperation and their energy floods out and fills the void in your soul, my soul. And all of a sudden, I begin to heal. And I find a purpose greater than me. And I start using my mind constructively to get inspired ideas, intuitive impressions. You act on those and you feel so connected to a power greater than yourself. It's like being plugged into the planet. Then you stay present in the now, in passion-driven action, and you're embracing your natural gifting. You spend more time with your genius. How many of us procrastinate? Delay, delay, jump in, surprise. Because when we finally shut off the noise and we jump in, our genius is so magnificent, even we're surprised. So we use our challenges to serve. We use our mind to get inspired ideas that ignite passion. We live passion-driven, embracing our natural genius. And we start to meet our true self. And we are magnificent.
Yes, you are, Dave Blanchard. Yes,
we all are.
Yes, we are. We are. We are.
Listen to the noise.
We're going to make
embracing that.
Yeah.
We're finally available to really serve. The more healthy we become, the more available we can become, because it's no longer about us and our dialogue and our doubt and our fear. Oh, what a gift to give ourselves, because we're robbing ourselves and everyone around us of that gifting if we don't do this.
Absolutely. Dave, I want to talk about the Habit Finder, because it seems like part of the gift that you came to give was helping other people to become more self-aware around where they're stuck so that they can extract themselves from that in a healthy way. And so I want to let everybody know that you can find out more about Dave and his Habit Finder application at habitfinder.com/emerald. And that is for all the folks that are listening to this show. You can find out more about Dave and the Augmandino companies and the Habit Finder work right there at that URL. And I'll give it again later before we close the show. So what I want to ask you now, Dave, is, you know, you have committed, clearly you're committed. You became clear on what your contribution was. So that is magnificent. You also became clear that most people around the world are magnificent people, but there's some things in the way. And one of the things that I know that most men on purpose engage in themselves is they receive coaching. And in your case, you also give coaching. So I'd love to have you speak to the value of coaching in your own life and also to what you're offering people around the world when they do take advantage of the Habit Finder.
Good. Well, first of all, I have a coach. The Habit Finder is really to give us measurements so we know where we are and where to focus time and energy and resources to create the greatest impact possible. We refer to this as enemy number one, self-sabotaging dialogue. I'm just going to ask everybody on this call this question. If I said half the things to you that your habits of thinking say to you, could we still be friends? And for men, we don't often show up timid and shy as a result. We overcompensate. You know, the bravado. When I see this bravado happening, and I want to give them a hug and say, you're okay. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do this. You don't need to overcompensate. This is a mathematical science, and I love the math. It's Cantor's transfinite calculus. We can measure, not personality. We go below the surface of that and measure the habits of thinking so that we know where the challenges are. And most of the time, they're born out of strengths, the ability to vividly visualize. Well, we create expectations. Life doesn't show up that way, so we hate our life. As a result, we beat ourselves up, and we question our worth and our worthiness and our ability and our beliefs and our contributions. It robs us of natural gifts of empathy and intuition. Is it okay for a guy to actually listen and care and be empathetic? We don't know. The world tells us all kinds of different messages. We can finally get to the real issues. And then with that knowledge, guide someone with principles and practices and processes to embrace their natural gifting and to start to shut off that sabotaging noise. And the freedom? Want freedom, shutting off that noise? Oh my goodness. It is crushing so many, especially men. Because who do we talk to? If it's maybe a therapist. How about a coach? How about someone who will step into your world, really listen to you, and then help guide you? That's why coaching. That's why I have a coach. There's things I want to accomplish. I know someone who's there. And I want to speed that process up as quickly as possible. So I hire a coach. They guide me. I get there. I hire another coach. Beautiful. So the question is, for the audience, if you're struggling, and you gave the URL, we could make it really simple. Habitfinder.com/emerald. Habitfinder.com/emerald. They get the entire Habit Finder assessment free. It's like 40 pages of detailed information about their habits of thinking. If you want to know, if you're finally ready to kind of take this macho man mask off and get to the real stuff, let your heart come alive to find joy and peace in living, then once you find out where your gifts are and learn how to maximize them, find out where your challenges are and change them. Now, some of you have some fully charged fire hoses that are unattended, you know, that are, you might want to learn how to manage. Because it all starts with our habits of thinking. It drives everything.
Beautiful. Dave, what a generous gift that you've offered. So I want to make sure that I underscore for our listeners that when you use habitfinder.com/emerald, you actually get the entire Habit Finder process. So you are really getting a huge gift here from Dave. Thank you so much for your generosity. We're getting close to the end. It's amazing how fast these interviews go. But before we close, I want to ask you, Dave, because you've had quite a journey. You've had, you know, big ups and big downs and more big ups again. And I want to ask you, when you choose to step into your own power and when you choose to contribute your life force energy to creating something, whatever it is, whether it's creating, you know, growth in the Augmentino companies in your role as the CEO, or whether it's creating your own book, or whether it's creating the Habit Finder, or whether it's creating new coaching relationships, what is it that you do when you've accomplished something to celebrate? Because I think one of the things that we really need to do more of is celebrating the greatness, those acts of greatness, those acts of courage, those acts of commitment, and those acts of clarity. So can you share what you do to celebrate in your own life, Dave, when you've accomplished something fantastic?
Another tingle down my spine. Thank you. Because so many of us are focused on a destination and we don't enjoy the journey. If we have a clear dream and we come back and we ignite passion daily about the next millimeter, we're saying, I choose me. I choose my clay. I choose my circumstances. I'm going to create the most I can with it. I get an inspired idea of how to do that. I create that today and then I celebrate. Create, celebrate, create, celebrate, create, celebrate. It becomes the process for living. A celebration doesn't happen when the big goal happens. It happens when each millimeter gets moved in life. Create, celebrate, create, celebrate. Now, some things get created. I'm sitting in our cabin. Now, just perspective, it's 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. But we have 7 children and 27 grandkids, and they're all going to descend on this place tomorrow. It's going to be wild and crazy and fun. Lots of great family memories here. But there's also been 200 couples come and take on their marriages. Heterosexual couples, homosexual couples, people committed to a relationship. And we've been able to help them get to the next level of their relationship. This is a healing place. It's not about how big it is. It's not about how much it costs. It's not about what it's worth. It's the value that it creates in life. And you said, Cor, you know you got the right dream when it's encouraging you, adding to your heart to stretch and grow and become so that you can create these kinds of things. This cabin isn't about ego. Last time it would have been. Last time it would have been all about making me feel better about me. This is all about what lives will change. What memories are going to get created this weekend with these grandkids? I'm already mentally rehearsing some possibilities. Got all kinds of couples coming over the course of the summer. What are we going to create in those relationships? That's the texture of the goal accomplished. That's the celebration. Service that's given. Watching them have a shift in their life. That's the celebration.
Beautiful. I love that. I love how you married creation and celebration. Like, ultimately, when you keep moving in that way in the world, creation and celebration become married to one another. Beautiful, Dave. What a pleasure. What an extraordinary gift it has been to have you on the show. I'm not exactly sure how the universe put us together, but I am grateful. And I am so, so honored that you took the time out of your busy schedule preparing for 27 grandchildren to descend to have this conversation with me today. And I hope that your weekend is magnificent as you are. So listeners, we love feedback. And I want to remind everyone again to please go to habitfinder.com/emerald and let yourself receive the blessing of the amazing gift that Dave has given us today. And please also let us know what you thought of this show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.